verse 5. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. When we studied the Gospels, I was struck by a comment made by a brother. We never see him doing anything for himself or asking anything for himself. He was there, first of all, for God's glory, but also for people around him, for his disciples. But now, here in this chapter, we see that the Lord Jesus is asking something for himself. Because he places himself after the cross. Chapter 17, a comment was made earlier that the Lord Jesus sees this thing that is future as already having taken place. And that is the point here. He places himself after the cross, so the work is done, and on the basis of the accomplished work that we have only in chapter 19 in real fact, on the basis of that work that he is going to accomplish, he prays now for himself that he would receive, he says it this way, as we have read, glorify me. We saw yesterday that the word glorify implies the display of excellency. And so what the Lord Jesus is asking here, the Father, that this excellency that he had with him before the world was would now be displayed in him as a man. And these things are very difficult for us to understand. We had a reference this morning to Proverbs 8. And what the Lord is saying here, he was before the world was, he was with the Father. And of course, there in the bosom of the Father, there was his glory also. And now he asks in this prayer, in this verse 5, that that glory that he had always with the Father before the world was, and that he always kept, of course, that now as a man, having accomplished this work, he would enter the presence of God, he would go to the Father's house, that there now he would be glorified by the Father and receive as a man now that same glory. Why does the Lord ask it? Is that only for himself? If we see later in the chapter, we did not read that, but I think it's important for us to make that connection. Even in this prayer, he is not selfish. The Lord is never selfish. Even in praying this in verse 5, he has in view us. Because if you connect it with verse 23 or verse 22, and the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them. As a divine person, the Lord Jesus could not share that glory with me, with us. But now, as he receives this glory as a man, as verse 5 explains, that glory he can share now with us, as verse 22 says, that they may be one even as we are one, but the glory which thou hast given me, I have given them. So that is connected to verse 5. But not only that. We'll be so close to the Lord Jesus, so close to the Father, as he prays in verse 24, Father, I will. And you had a reference earlier to that, I will. That they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory. So there is an element that we only can behold, and that's connected with the fact that the Lord Jesus is always God. He's always God the Son, that can never change, and that he cannot share with us. But there is an element given to us that we can behold. We cannot behold a divine person. First Timothy says in verse chapter 6 that no one can see God. The angels who were created by God never saw their creator. They only saw their creator when they saw him as a baby in the manger. That's the first time they saw the creator. But as God, they didn't see him. They saw him there as a man. And I think that's even true for us when we'll be in the glory. We cannot see God as he is in himself. But we see him in the person of the Lord Jesus. And so we behold him in this wonderful greatness, in this wonderful glory that he has, which he cannot share with us, but we will behold him. And perhaps it's also true to say that the Lord Jesus is always greater than us. So even if he can share the glory that he has received, verse 5, and share this now in verse 22 with us, he is always greater than us. And that is the point, I think, also in verse 24, that he is always greater. And that we can behold. We can behold him because he is greater. Also as a man, he will always be greater than us. But it implies what I said earlier, we cannot really see God. But in the Lord Jesus, as a man, we behold the Father, we see the Son, of course, in the power of the Holy Spirit, and that is how near we have been brought. This is tremendous. This is a wonderful prayer. And there is so much to meditate upon, but not only to meditate, to worship. Praise God.